As a teacher, I often hear children at play. They love to try to pull the class away from the lessons at hand, going on tangents with various what-if questions. One of the favorite questions that children love to ask is what if? What if we were to know the future? What if the future would show us something that we can fix or change right now? And that change would be for the better. Should we change our course of action? Even possibly by breaking the law or committing a treacherous crime to undo a potential disaster of the future? I believe the answer to this question is found in this week's Parsha. We find toward the end of today's Torah reading, Avraham Avinu, who is being tested with the Akedas Yitzchak. Vayomer, that Hashem turns to Avraham and says, Kach nas bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Take your son, your only one, whom you love, your son Yitzchak, v'lechlecha el eretz hamoriah, v'aleihu sham olah, al achad haharim asher omer lecha. And you shall take your son to the land of Moriah, bring him up there as an offering upon one of the mountains which I shall show you. And as we know, Avraham Avinu passes this nisayon, this incredible test, willingly able to take his son's life. And it was this great act that we use this zechut, this merit, for all future generations in our tefillah, in our prayers. But what if God told us to do the same thing? Wouldn't we also listen to God? Certainly. Why do we give Avraham Avinu and his son Yitzchak such credit for an act that really any one of us would perform? After all, even the most simplistic person, if God would come up to you, and you would have to know, it's not that you're being delusional, but God is speaking to you, you would do anything He would tell you to do. So why do we give Avraham such credit for this nisayon, this test of the Akedas Yitzchak? I'd like to share with you a puzzling statement, a statement by our Chazal, by our sages. It gives a little bit of insight and sheds some light into the true nisayon, the true test of the Akedas Yitzchak. When the Torah tells us, Kach nas bincha, to take your child, ba'alav ha-satan, Satan came to Avraham and said the following thing in his mind, Re'ena, look, see what's going now, Avraham. Ma shata holich lasos, think about what you're doing. Think about the consequences of your actions. Shnei Yehudim bilvad yesh b'chol ha'olam kulo. There's only two Jews in this entire world. Ata v'Yitzchak. Only you and your terrific son, Yitzchak. Yishmael, your other child, I know you love him. Bahari rochol kumedarchiadus. He's so far. As the Torah told us in our Parsha, he was mesachek. He was involved in the worst of crimes, of gilyarayos, and shvichas damim, of murder, of avodah zarah, idol worship. He has no chance. He's not your future. Achshav, now, asena cheshvin pashut, make a simple calculation, Avraham. Think about this. Atav esar zekanim, you and Sarah are old. When you were 100 and Sarah were 90, it was miraculous that you were able to have a child. You're not younger. You're now 137 years old. Your wife is 127 years old. You're not going to have another child. Uvanim lo yeher lochem od. Im tokum b'tishchot as bincha yechidcha Yitzchak. Said the Satan, if you, Avraham, do this action and slaughter your son and take away his life, there will no longer be another Jew in this world. By you taking your child's life, look at you. You're an older man. You will die in your deathbed. Natural death, natural causes, in days, in weeks, maybe in a few more months. But you'll never have another child. And the future isn't in you. It's in Yitzchak. And you're going to take this child's life? What will happen to the future of Klal Yisrael? What will happen to the future of the world? And on this, Avraham Avinu answered, Chayiv ani l'kayim es mitzvos Hashem. I have one obligation in this world, and that obligation is to listen to God. Omer li she'eshcha des Yitzchak mani. He told me to take my son's life. Mutal ani lishchoto so mikol makom. I have to do exactly what he tells me to do. Kol osam echeshbonos sha'olam yeh chaser Yehudim. All these true concepts that in fact if I take my child's life, which God is asking me to do, there may never be another Jew in this world after I leave this world. However, kol eila enemi minyani, this is not something which is part of my calculation, because olamo shel kodesh baruch hu, this world is not mine, it's God's. V'lo alai l'sapek yehudim olam, it's not my decision. Avraham therefore did not listen to the words of the Yetzer Hara. Rather, he understood that he had to do whatever he was told to do, regardless of the consequences. Avraham didn't allow himself to make excuses. Although he saw the writing on the wall, he didn't divert from his mission. How great, therefore, is Avraham Avinu. For ourselves, perhaps we would have made those cheshbonos. We would have thought, perhaps I'm not hearing God correctly. This cannot make sense. But Avraham was such an incredible Eved Hashem, what a great servant he was, that whatever God told him to do, he did, regardless of what he considered to be right or wrong. We find a similar scenario, a similar episode, earlier in today's Torah reading. The city of Sodom and Gomorrah are in ashes. They were destroyed. The only people left from those cities, three people, Lot and his two daughters. The Torah tells us that the daughters were involved in an immoral act. And in fact, if you look at what happened, they had two children. One of their children's name was Moav, coming from Me'av. He's from my father. However, Rashi brings down that there was a motive behind these people by the daughters. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that Savuro saw you, that these girls of Lot, these daughters thought, Shikol ha'olam nechrav kemo bedor hamabul. They only lived a few generations after an entire world was destroyed by a flood. And they understood that it was imperative upon Noah and his children to repopulate the world. And therefore, the daughters did an act with Shem Shemayim in their minds for the sake of heaven to be able to repopulate the world by having relations with their father in order that they'll be able to have more people in this world. See, the Benos Lot were also concerned with God's problems. But their mistake, unlike Avraham Avinu, was that we cannot set aside God's commandments. We are not allowed to play God. But rather, we must follow His laws, regardless of the consequences. This is a mistake that we find throughout Jewish history. We also find this by the great king the king Chizkiyahu. That we find in the Navi, in the book of our prophets, that Chizkiyahu was told that he will have a very grave punishment. Kimeis atav lo sichya, that you will die, you will not live. And what does this mean? So the Talmud in Brachot on Daf Yud Amud Aleph states, Meis atav olam hazeh lo tichya olam haba, you will not have a world in this world, and you will have no olam haba, you will have no world to come either. Chizkiyahu asked, my kuli hai, how could you tell me this? I'm not such a bad person that you're going to strip me away of my olam hazeh and my olam haba. What did I do? And he was answered, because you did not have children. You deliberately did not have children. Not that he couldn't have children, because that's beyond one's control. And what a terrible nisayon for a person to have such pain to not be able to have a child. However, he took it upon himself not to have children deliberately. And for this, he would lose his olam hazeh and olam haba. So Chizkiyahu said, one second, but you don't know, understand. I'm a great man. Because mishum dechazi li baruch hakodesh, I have divine spirits. I'm able to see. Dinafgi minei bit abanin delo malu. If I would have had children, I know that they would have been rishayim. They'd have been wicked, corrupt children. And therefore, I thought to myself, why should I bring such people into this world? Rishayim. Better not to have children at all. So I did it for the right reasons. So why am I punished? And the answer is, Bahadi kivshi derachmana lamaloch. How could you go and look at the deepest secrets of God? Whatever you're commanded to do, you're obligated to do. Whatever God decides will happen. Therefore we find again that how often in our lives we see and we make those cheshbonos, thinking we're doing L'shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven. In reality, we are obligated to be as an Avraham Avinu, to be able to do what we're told to do, regardless of what we think is right and wrong. This time, we're commemorating the death, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. It's been a decade, 10 years. And yet, 10 years later, the nation is divided, remembering Rabin. As it says in an article in the assassination's aftermath, many on the left accused the entire national religious camp, as well as secular right-wing politicians, of creating an atmosphere of incitement that emboldened the assassination through the law student and Orthodox Jew named Yigal Amir. And on a recent rally Saturday night, there were flags and blue and white balloons and slogans promoting peace. And the question is, how is it possible that a Yigal Amir can take away a human life? Yigal Amir, who is a man who is an Orthodox Jew, who believed in Torah Mesinai, and also as a law student, an intelligent man. And perhaps, just perhaps, the reason for justification is that he looked at this political leader and he said, for him to be in this world will be counterproductive for thousands of ten thousands, millions of Jews. And therefore, I, on November 4th, 1995, will take his life. And I'm certainly not a politician, and I'm certainly not someone well-versed in exactly the political motivation of Yigal Amir or Yitzhak Rabin. However, even though you may feel that you're right, the reality is You are not allowed to take away a life of a human being. Regardless of what you think, the benefits will occur. Nonetheless, you must be like Avraham Avinu. To realize that when God's commandments conflict our logic, perhaps to save even Klal Yisrael, we still must remain true to Torah's Moshe. And when it comes to Torah's Moshe and conclusion, we turn to Perkei Avos, the ethics of our fathers, that Hillel said that we must be as students of Aharon, who loves peace, pursues peace, Oiv et HaBriot u'mikarvan l'Torah, bringing them closer to the Torah. It doesn't say that the Torah is brought to them, that in a later generation, that we need to bend the rules in order to ensure that Torah continues, because that no longer will be Torah. Rather, mikarvan l'Torah, the Torah stays as it always was. It's our job to bring them close to it. For the Torah remains, regardless of our cheshbonos. Let us learn from Avraham Avinu and take from his example that whatever happens in our lives, whatever conflicts that we may have, that we should always remain true to what is Torah, Torah's Moshe, regardless of our cheshbonos. Good Shabbos.